Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor. Just an amazing career and just going stronger and stronger. But the range he's shown over the years, just absolutely terrific. You've seen him everything from The Bold and the Beautiful to My Name is Earl. But Z Nation, I thought he was terrific in that, and that never gets talked about. Weeds, Con Air, Traffic, Cable Guy, Bruce Almighty, Hand of God. Let me tell you, everybody knows him from Sons of Anarchy and Mayans MC, but you got to check out some of his other work. He's absolutely terrific. But today, we're talking about Mayans MC, which is terrific. 10 p.m. on FX on Tuesdays, and that's East Coast time, 10 p.m. Thrilled to have Emilio Rivera with us. Just terrific actor. Thrilled to have you, Emilio.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much for having me, brother. I'm glad to be on, man. No, and thank you for all the nice credits you ring out right now. It's pretty bad. Some of the shows you just named right now are some of my favorites that I've done, man. So thank you, man.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, it's deserved. You get a lot of credit for your acting and for so many things you do off screen. But let's talk about your acting for a second. I mean, it's just a tremendous resume that you've put together, and it's a mile long. When did it start feeling right for you? When did you find your confidence as an actor?
You know, when I found my confidence, well, it was early on, because I had done so much theater before I did my first TV show. But I remember when you named on it right now, you said Bold and the Beautiful. When I remember in 1995, I was 96, I was doing Bold and the Beautiful. And, you know, in that show, everybody was beautiful on that show, right? And then if you're not, they made you beautiful with all that makeup and stuff. But I remember I was always worried about how do I look, right? So I remember I did a scene one day, and because I was worried so much about how I looked, it didn't come across the way I wanted it to come across. So when I saw it, I said, I'm not going to care how I look. Who gives a shit about the jawline or double T? I started just being. And once I started doing that, I didn't stop working, bro. I just started to be instead of acting. You dig what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
So I learned it on very early on by watching my own self, and never went back, you know?
Yeah, somebody had said you've done a lot of stage work, and if you think about it, the work you did on The Bold and Beautiful, I mean, that's like everyday, constant shooting, and it's a different kind of shooting than certainly what you're doing now, which is like, you know, movie shoots and different, you know, the cable dramatic shows like Mayans, MCs are different. But between the stage work and the soap work early on, you've really seen it all now as an actor. There's not much that you haven't seen. How much different is it on Mayans, for example, and Sons of Anarchy than what you've experienced in the past?
Well, you know, we shoot pretty fast, so we do a whole episode like in 9 days. But, you know, the thing is, like, on Sons of Anarchy, you know, everybody came prepared, bro. That's one thing, is they hired seasoned actors, you know what I'm saying? So everybody came prepared. Now, if you were not prepared, you would stick out like a sore thumb. So that was really cool, and Mayans, they shoot the same way. They get people that know what they're doing. We got some of the best VPs and some of the ADs, you know, second ADs, first ADs, and they just got a badass crew together, bro. So they really help everything come along. I mean, this is one of the they're second to none. Mayans MC cast and crew are second to none, brother. I mean, that helps out a lot, you know. I've seen the theater. I really love doing the theater because you have an instant response right there, whereas, you know, we do a TV show, you gotta wait 6 months before the first editor you get, you know. So I dig the theater. I really love the theater, but it's harder to pay the bills with the theater, you know.
Yeah.
A lot more easier with TV and film, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not kidding as far as that goes. It's good to see you got through the pandemic. We're not out yet, but I mean, you know, so far so good, and it looks like we're getting back to normal. For you, I mean, you've had a tremendous resume. You're a veteran actor, but still, you know, when you get hit with stoppage and you can't shoot, you can't do what you love to do, you can't do what pays the bills, it's got to be a heavy thing for everyone. But did you take advantage of the downtime? What did you do during your downtime?
You know what, man? You know, that's a very good question. You know, the first, you know, 3 months was okay, because, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with my wife and my boy and my dogs, and we were quarantined, you know. After the fifth month, I started saying, okay, I thought it was going to break open. It never did. And then on the 6 month, we finally were able to, we got the call that we might be going back to work. And you know what? That's one thing I did realize, man, is that I need to work. Not so much, I mean, of course, to pay the bills, but I just need to work for myself.
Mentally.
So, you know, for, you know, I had to work, brother. And then in my kind of job, you know, if you're feeling a certain way, you can let it out at work. You dig what I'm saying? With the words. And I need to act. Bro. I can't just pretend that I want to act. I have to act, you know. And this taught me, I need to do what I'm doing, you know.
Cool. Well, listen,
so when we all came back from the pandemic, you know, Elgin James, the words he wrote are really heartfelt. We're all going through some shit right now on the show. And now, you know what? We had a subtext, man, because we're all locked down for almost a year, you know. So it's really, everybody's ready to go.
Listen, terrific, and we're thrilled to have you guys back, and you got through it, and thankfully you got to spend some time with your wife and boy, which is awesome. Tell us a little about Mayans MC. We got a minute or so left with you. Can you give us a little taste of what we're looking at without spoiling?
Oh, you know what? No, I can't spoil, otherwise they'll show my character. You know, the thing is, man, I got to tell you right now, if you dug already the 3 episodes that came out, which I have, and so it appears everybody else has as well, you're in for the most ugliest, saddest ride right now. And one of the deadliest, right? It's this whole thing is, it's going to break your heart, man. It really is. All these characters are all going through some stuff right now, man. And you know what, as we do, maybe not as, you know, extreme as them, but you're going to be feeling, so you're feeling a certain way, we're going to take you a little bit deeper, man, you know?
Look, if there's anything we haven't touched on, I know you got a lot of things going on and everything's fluid. Before you go, please share with us what else is going on this year for you. And then please, before you leave, give us a website or a social media site.
Yeah, okay. So besides this, right now I'm doing season 3 of another show I'm on called Family Business on BET. And right when I finish with that, next month I go back to a Netflix show called On My Block. We're doing our 4th and final season on that show. And God willing, you know, we get picked up for season 4 on Mayans MC. We'll find out later on this year. And, you can get me on my Instagram or my Twitter, Emilio Rivera 48. And I appreciate you guys. Hit me up when you get on, and I'll hit you right back, man, you know?
Emilio, congratulations on your whole career. Enjoy your boy. That's wonderful. And listen, have a great rest of the year. Thank you very much for being here.
Frank, thank you so much for having me, buddy. You take care of yourself, man. Stay safe out there, okay, brother?
Same to you. Emilio Rivera, everyone, has been our very special guest. Terrific actor. And you know him from Sons of Anarchy and Mayans MC. And he's terrific. A big resume. I mean, huge resume. And, you know, it's interesting what he said about the bold and the beautiful. He says, you know, everyone's beautiful on the show, right? It's a soap opera and everyone's supposed to look nice and beautiful. And he was trying to look good. He's a new actor. He's trying to fit in there and noticed it was taken away from his acting. And when he said, you know, hey, look, to hell with this. Let me just concentrate on my acting. Things started taking off. I'd say, you know, it's a pretty interesting comment that he made. I wouldn't think of that. You know, I've never been in that situation. I'm not an actor, right? So I wouldn't know. But that's something that I haven't heard that much of. And again, there's a lot of pressure when your first big job. I think he had 6 episodes on The Bold and the Beautiful. But when you get a job on there, you figure, oh, this might be the only job I get, or this could turn into a 10-year job. Well, who knows what the circumstances was or the what the character was like, whether it was something with legs or not. But, you know, a guy, young actor, young actress, getting a spot on a soap opera, you're thinking, you know, hey, let me fit in. Let me make this work. And in doing so, it sounded like it just took away from what he was doing. And of course, I don't know that he ever did another soap opera again, and he's really not the type for a soap opera. He's got a lot of depth. And I'm not saying folks on soaps don't have depth, but those are great gigs to get. You get a soap opera gig, and you could work for the rest of your life. I may never have heard of you, or you may never have heard of them because we don't watch soap operas or whatever, but it's a... from a business standpoint, but it's a great gig to get. And, you know, this guy went on to just get, you know, roll after roll after roll after roll. And tremendous. I mentioned him earlier, but Con Air, Traffic, The Cable Guy, Bruce Hall, Mighty Weeds, My Name is Earl. Just a long, long the Hand of God, Z Nation. And of course, I think he really, you know, hit his niche with Sons of Anarchy and Mayans NC. And Mayans MC is what he's doing currently. And you could watch that 10 p.m. on FX Tuesday nights. And that's 10 p.m. Eastern time. And check him out. Emilio Rivera has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.